It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 493. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. This show is brought to you in part by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking the link on the website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for future show topics. My email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. Can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450. And that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow. Facebook, couple ways. Facebook.com/MikeTechShow and Facebook.com/MikeNationNet. And we got the wiki, and that's at mtswiki.com. I got an interesting show lined up. The topic is vendor management, and I'm going to talk about some of the issues and things that came up while I was on vacation that was covered by my associate, Ken, who has been doing a phenomenal job covering for me and helping me out with the workload. And then even today, had a manage expectations and manage a vendor to get things done and happening with a client. So there's lots to learn there. I want to start by saying I'm glad to be back and not glad to be back. Glad because time to get back to the real world and get work done, but it's very difficult to leave 82 to 85 degree weather and step in and it's 30 degrees Monday night when I get off the plane. So I spent a great week in Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. My wife and I, 7 glorious days of incredible weather, beautiful water, beach, plenty of rum drinks, and lots of fun. And if you follow me on Facebook, you've seen a lot of pictures that my wife posted, some pictures I posted. You know, we played with dolphins. My wife went on a zip line. We partied on a private island. And there was a ton of things that we did. Literally scared to death on speedboats that were unbelievable. I've never been that fast on a boat where we were traveling. I don't know how many knots we were going or how many miles per hour, but it was so fast that as we were skimming the surface, it was like hitting concrete, and the water sprayed our faces. Your face burned. The water hit your face so fast. I've never traveled that fast on water, but it was an experience. And there was lots of new experiences that week. And of course, I had time to rest. And of course, with every meal, you have to have rum. Rum is freely flowing everywhere and in every drink. And I loved my Mai Tais with rum. Matter of fact, today at lunch, been a business lunch, and I'm looking around. Someone said, what's the matter? And I was like, where's my Mai Tai with rum? And started laughing. It's hard to get adjusted. And something I learned, and you need to think about this when you're scheduling a vacation and you're working hard and you now got to get back and maybe schedule work with clients and maybe it's back to the corporate grind. You got to leave yourself a day to kind of get back into the swing of things. And I did not do that. Because of my schedule, I get off a plane late Monday night. I have no time to unwind, no time to kind of have that day to get back into the real world and make that conversion. No. At the crack of dawn, Tuesday morning, I am up and I am at a client working all day. working all night, back to the grind on Wednesday. Now it's Thursday, and there it's been nonstop. I had a mail migration that was going to be scheduled this week with a client, and there was going to be a lot of work on Saturday. And my client also is going through a migration of another product to be cloud-based, and I'm going to get to that in a few minutes. So my client canceled that. She says, look, we can't do two migrations in 1 week like this. Let's wait on the one and just postpone that for another week. I think one at a time. And I said, you're so right. I'm so glad you agree with me. So for a minute, my Saturday was free. So I had lined up my son, Michael Jr., and Ken for helping me on Saturday. So I quickly text them and like, okay, Saturday's off. It's been canceled. Oh, I'm so sad. You know, I'm going to have a day to rest. Not 5 minutes. I mean, 5 minutes I had that Saturday free. I get a phone call, and this is the Allstate insurance agent around the corner who says, Mike, four new computers arrived today. When can you install them? And I said, is Saturday okay? And he says, yep, Saturday sounds great. How about 10 a.m.? I was like, okay, I'll be there, 10 a.m. So there goes Saturday. So for 5 minutes, I had Saturday free. So I thought, okay, no problem. Sunday, I'm going to be free this Sunday. I'm going to have a break. Well, while I was away, a nice listener, longtime listener, reached out to me so I could help him with a client problem that involved email. I took care of that last night. No problem. Everything's great. Client reaches out to me today to schedule me for Sunday to remote in and teach him some stuff on archiving mail and doing some things for some cleanup. He had a nice little list of things. And I'm honored, and I like that, and I like the work, so no break for Sunday. But here's what this all leads to. I am planning an extra show this weekend because the 500th Mike Tech Show is March 22nd on a Saturday, and Carrie Holzman will be in from Arizona, and we're doing a Tech Vets meetup at the same time. And Carrie and I have never met face-to-face like that, except for seeing each other on video, but we've never been in person together. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of you who are already reached out and said you're going to be attending. Now, everybody wants to know, where exactly is this happening? Well, I called a couple places today and they are booked. So here's what I've worked out. The back out plan is that this meetup will be at my house. So do not worry. It is happening. It is March 22nd. I'm still got three more venues that I'm checking into. If for some reason that does not work out, I want you to know it will be at my house. So do not worry. The meetup is absolutely happening. It's March 22nd. Now, to make sure show 500 is that day, I got to do three extra shows, and I don't mind. So I'm doing an extra show this weekend, and it's going to just be email and voicemail. I don't know when I'm going to be doing it. I'm hoping Saturday night. And that's why it was important. Wow, boy, if I had a break on Saturday, a client canceled, wow, I got time to do the show. Or maybe Sunday. No. But I do know my clients and the work has to come first. So that's being scheduled. And then I will fit in a show in between. I was going to say whether it kills me or not. Let's hope not. I will fit a show in. So now with all of this, I have been ignoring the local news and the local weather. We're getting a snowstorm Sunday and Monday. It's going to be at least a foot of snow. How do I possibly schedule clients now, which I already have on Monday? How am I going to reschedule them? I'm already booked solid for the next 3 weeks every single day. How is it even possible that now I got to worry about rescheduling? And this is the challenge of being, of owning your own business and even not owning your own business. If you're busy and you got everything lined up and now you got to deal with the snow, to reschedule things, it wreaks havoc on managing your customers' expectation, and they understand, but it's frustrating. A few weeks ago, I talked about the client where we canceled three times because of storms, or it was the one time I was sick. You know, it's been horrible. This has been a horrible winter for scheduling. And it's also been the busiest winter that I've ever had, which is great. And I knock wood. I'm blessed that, you know, my business is doing well, and I keep getting opportunities for new clients. Today, another opportunity for a new dentist office that I'm calling them first thing in the morning to schedule a first meeting with them. They fired their IT department, and then they are a close associate with the orthodontist who I take care of. So he, of course, recommended me. This came from out of the blue today. So I'm trying to line up where Ken and I can meet with them, because this is literally located so close to Ken to be able to take care of. So all of this, you got to manage the weather now with all of the client scheduling, and it's very difficult, and I just wish it would please stop snowing. Well, I'm away last week and having a good time, but I try not to be connected. Remember, I want it to be off the grid. That's an impossibility. Not when you run your own business, and not when you're going away that far for your first time, which is what was happening to me. So Monday, I'm on the plane for 4 hours. I finally land in the Dominican Republic, and I'm getting now caught up with voicemails, and I'm looking at text messages and email on my iPhone, and I now have to start moving this to Ken. And it was great having him available where I could offload some of these emergencies. And that was very, very nice. Now, one of these emergencies, the story begins on the 13th of February before I leave. And I mentioned this in the last show. And it was a restaurant. This restaurant lost the ability to process credit cards. And they are now up against Valentine's Day and Valentine's night and all of those dinners and all of those reservations, and not being able to take credit cards, it's pretty bad. So they need me to work out whatever this problem is. And they lost their internet connection. Comcast came out, fixed the internet. Okay, internet's working, but guess what? The point of sale system's no longer working. And the point of sale system tech support had them walk, you know, through and try a couple things, not happening. So the company reached out to me and said, Mike, can you please come out? I said, I have an appointment in the morning, and then I'll come in the afternoon and take care of it. Well, we had snow and ice happening Thursday night into Friday. And the ice was so bad, some of you may have seen this because it made national news, but that was the morning of the 100-car pileup on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, which is not far from my house. The Turnpike, you could not drive. Now, I had to go on the Turnpike to get to this client that now, remember, I had, this is the client that we had canceled three different times. I can't cancel again. It's like no matter what, I got to get there. So I call my client and we agree to let's wait until things melt, get a couple hours, and then I'll get on the road. So I'll get on the road instead of 9 o'clock. I'll get on the road at 11, and I should get to them at noon. Well, what about my restaurant client? So as I'm heading to the client, 11 o'clock, the sun's out. It's not no longer icy. The part of the turnpike that I'm driving, it's now drivable. So I'm heading to my client, and I call Ken and said, Ken, can you take care of this restaurant during Conshohocken? and take your laptop, go there, and just I give him a quick lowdown. He's like, no problem, Mike. I call my client. I said, look, Ken's going to come out. He's going to take care of you while I'm at my other client. So here's what happened. Kitchen table is set up, and I kid you not, there are 5 laptops, all of them a mess that need major cleaning of infections. So we got 5 of these systems laying around as I'm working on multiple systems at the same time. Now, Ken is now on site, and he gets a lay of the land first, what's going on, and the owner describes what is happening, and that Comcast was out, takes Ken downstairs, and they shows the connections and the lines, and he sees that there is another router that's in place. He also sees that now there's that connection goes up to the register and the point of sale system. They get the information, and the first thing he wants to do is at least call the point of sale tech support and see if they can walk Ken through some troubleshooting where the owner, not being IT savvy at all, she tried her best, but certainly someone versed in IT is going to have a better chance at solving this with tech support. He first contacts the company, and the company doesn't want to help him because he's given the merchant number. And he says, oh, no. And he gives the company name, the restaurant name. No, they don't have support. Can't help it. He says, you were just helping them. You were helping them yesterday. What happened between yesterday and today? I don't know. Can't help you. And he's now battling with this point of sale system support. And he notices there's another merchant number down at the drawer. He gives them that merchant number. And they say, oh, okay. Now, let's stop there for a moment. He gives the company name. He gives that restaurant name. They know this problem. They've been working with the restaurant the previous 2 days. This is now Friday, and they've been working with the restaurant Wednesday and Thursday. You mean to tell me he gave the wrong number? And they couldn't say, well, that's not the right merchant number. There's another merchant number that you have. No. They just blindly said, no, we're not going to help you. That's not the way to treat a client or a customer. You mean they can't look at that and see by customer name, oh, that's not the right merchant number. It's, another. No, they had to wait until he gave them the exact merchant number that they were looking for. And then they were able to help. And then they weren't much help after that as they were working with a particular IP address that the router had to have and that station had to have. Wasn't happening, wasn't connecting, trying pinging, everything. Ken took his laptop, took it down, connected it in. The laptop got an IP address and he was able to get out to the internet. And he noticed that the IP address and the gateway is different than what the point of sale system was insisting upon. He talks to another tech support person at this point of sale system because they escalate this. And by the way, there was a moment where that person said, well, if this router is not working, you're just going to have to go to the bank, contact, your merchant account, for the bank. They're going to have to provide another router and that'll take a few days. And he's like, this is Valentine's Day. This is one of their busiest days of the year. This can't happen. You can't recommend something that's going to take days to fix when you're in the middle of an emergency. And this is where you have to be forceful and persistent when you're representing your customer with a vendor. And you must, and if this is a pressure situation where something has to get resolved, you must manage this and be able to push ahead and get the help you want. Now, for me and Ken, you have to use key words. Maybe your supervisor can help me. Can you escalate this to the next tier? You want to be polite. Yeah. Under your breath, you're saying, look, you don't know what you're doing. Could you please move me on to someone who knows what they're doing? You can't say that, but you imply it. And you just say, look, you just keep wanting to work up the chain till you can get to someone that you can get help. Finally, Ken realizes and said, I don't understand. If I'm getting the gateway of 192.168.0.1, why are you insisting that everything be set to .9 for the gateway? They made the change to .1 and everything's working. Now, we don't know how that IP address changed on the one router. Did Comcast change it? And we're trying to figure that out. Actually, Ken has got a call with the point of sale system tomorrow because we want to resolve what happened, because now there's billing and money involved with my company doing the tech support, and whoever dropped the ball here has got to pay. And if it's Comcast, you know, they can push back to Comcast. Why did they change things that they shouldn't have changed? So we got to see whether this point of sale system gave access to Comcast or not. It's unclear, but it all started with the Comcast problem, and the router, this secondary router that's provided by the point of sale system, changed. Was a configuration not saved, and maybe something got rebooted, and then it didn't go back to the IP address it was supposed to? We don't know. A change happened. Ken figured it out, got it all working. That's great. That it was nice. He had a second issue that he had to manage the week I was away. And this was a company that was adding some phone lines, and it's a law firm. And again, our friends of Comcast are involved. Comcast provides the internet access. And then there's also a phone company involved. And then we have the company that owns and maintains the main router. And it's not us. And that was a mess where Ken had to have two companies on the line while he was on site, making sure that each of the vendors was doing the job that they're supposed to do and to log in and to test. And then somebody made a change that made everything work and then wouldn't admit to what he did. So all of a sudden things started working. And again, this is where he kept pushing to the vendor to make sure that the vendor would step up, take the responsibility, and make the change that had to make for this to work. This we run into a lot. And I ran into this smack into the face today. And this involves the weather, because the weather has been so severe in the Northeast corridor here of the country that my one client is moving everything to the cloud that they possibly can move. So first was a piece of software that was fairly easy called Advisor's Assistant. This got moved very simply 2 weeks ago, where they remoted in, they copied they zipped the database up, the SQL database, they moved it to the cloud-based, web-based solution, sent the client update that's needed that everybody had to install on their client, done. Took 2 days getting everything coordinated, not a lot of pain, everything worked. This week was the document management system. I was over there on Tuesday night, and I had a 64 gig USB stick, and I needed to copy 28 gigs of a repository and then a 4 gig SQL database. So I'm on the phone. It's about 3 o'clock, maybe a little before 3. And I'm on the phone with the tech support for this company. And this has been planned that I will copy all these things to this stick, put it in a FedEx envelope, wrap it up, put it in that envelope, get it to FedEx. And the last pickup is 7 o'clock for FedEx at that location. And they would get it first thing in the morning. They would take that data, they would stage it in the cloud, and then on Wednesday evening, Ken and I would be on site to change the clients so they all access the cloud-based data. Done. This was planned in advance, all set up. So Tuesday, as we start copying, the person calls in, has me connect in, and we, you know, used remote access, and he starts the copy, and it's RoboCopy, and he launches it, and I notice something. After an hour, only 4 gig has copied. I'm like, we're going to be here 5-6 hours. I'm going to miss the window of being able to send this via FedEx. And he said, oh, well, then we'll push everything in, you know, back a day. And I'm like, great. So I got to let the owner know, this copy is taking too long. It's going to take 5-6 hours. And you know what? It took 5 hours. So at 9 o'clock last night, the copy finished. I remoted in and I ejected the USB stick, even though it was physically connected. And the owner would come in the morning. She took it out, wrapped it, put it in the FedEx envelope. And this is now on Wednesday, and it's being shipped out. And now, of course, Wednesday night, we can't do the client. We got to push it to Thursday. So we schedule 3 o'clock Thursday today. Ken and I be on site, and we're going to do the new client install. Well, let me describe this morning. I get a phone call from the receptionist at the company. It says, Mike, I got the company on the line that we sent the data to. They want to know who they're supposed to give the data to. I said, what do you mean who they're supposed to give it to? There's a ticket number with it. There's a plan. You know, I gave them the name of the person. And I said, I don't understand. She says, hold on, let me conference them in. Conferences them in. And I explain the whole situation. I said, everything should have happened Wednesday. I said, now it's Thursday. We're a day off on our schedule because we missed the window Tuesday night to be able to FedEx the data. He said, no problem. Mike, can we get your cell phone number so I can call you if we got any questions? And I said, sure, here's my cell phone number. 5 minutes later, I get a phone call myself here this morning from the company. And they said, we have no record of this company that you're working with. My client has been paying an exorbitant amount of money for the use of this software and the maintenance and using this software. And they've been using it for 7 years. It's not like they're a new client or something. They've been a big customer of this software vendor for years. And that software vendor had the audacity to say they had no idea who this client, who the company is. I said, you got to be kidding. This whole project's been lined up. I almost lost it. And I said, you know, you're going to get a phone call from a very angry president of a company that's going to beat you up right now, you know, very, very shortly. You really want this to happen? And I give them, it's a long name, the company, and I give them like the initials. I give them every possible way you could describe this company. Now I have to deliver this message to the owner of the business, of my client, and I got to tell her what's happening. Now, we're going to fast forward a few hours. And I left that voicemail for my client, and I had some meetings, and I had, you know, some things that I had to take care of. I'm finished at about 1 o'clock, and I check in, and my client says the following to me: everything's ready, and you're not going to have a problem. At 3 o'clock, they will be talking to you to do the client install. Everything's fine. And she's, I can sense a smile, almost like a laughter in her voice, because this is someone who gets very, very angry, very, very upset, and can really lose it. And I said, oh my gosh, they pushed her over the edge so far that now it's almost comical. And I don't know what she said. I don't know what they did, what she did to them, but everything got worked out. So now it's 3 o'clock. Actually, it's a few minutes after three. Ken and I were sitting, we're waiting. I don't get the phone call yet. I call them up and I get a hold of the guy who's taking care of this. And he says, yeah, I got no time to help you out right now. So not going to happen. I was like, what? The guy was rude. It just terrible to me. And he said, there's someone in support. I'll give you them. They'll see if they can help you. Well, the data is now being copied up to the cloud-based, you know, silo, whatever you want to call it, where all this data is going to be stored. And that was in progress. So I said, well, let's do the client. Let's get this going. We do the client. We start having errors. He remotes in to the workstation that I'm sitting at, and we're getting an error with the client install. He's got to get an engineer. The engineer gets on and figures out that, you know what? We already have a local-based client already running. It's just got to be reconfigured. So after we install the VPN software, which is OpenVPN, now we just got to reconfigure their existing client, and we'll connect. Well, there's this piece of information that has to be entered, and they said, we can't give that to you until the data stops being copied. I said, well, when's that going to be done? Well, we don't know. So I get back to the rude individual. His name's Rick, and Rick is a real, going to hold my tongue there. He's not a very nice person. And we are trying to communicate, and he has no idea when this is going to finish, but he says, boy, if I were you, it's going to probably be tomorrow. I said, tomorrow? You mean another day is going to go by? We're now into Friday when this is going to happen. And now I got clients lined up Friday. I don't have time to be at this client to take care of this client install tomorrow. And he leaves it at that, says, oh, well, too bad, you know, and that's it. You know, there's a way of handling customers, and then there's a way that you shouldn't. And to be rude and obnoxious and mean and be a prick, that's not the way to treat a customer. And this is another vendor now that's treating us horribly, horribly. And it's not fair. It's just not fair. And it's not right. Not when a lot of money is being paid for support. There's so many lessons here. I believe you can really take over a market or an industry, a segment, by just offering good customer service. One of the first things you need to do is you got to be kind. You got to feel some empathy for your customer. And you got to make sure that they are happy. Now, maybe even if you got to deliver bad news, do it in a way that's constructive, that works, that and communicate it. But to just be so dismissive and so mean and so nasty, and like even today, oh, this company, we don't know who you are, so we don't care about this data. We're not, you know, why not internally try to do a little extra work and find out, well, clearly we're a company that's in the middle of a migration, and we're not going to just send you data like that out of the blue because we're not a customer. Why not work with us a little bit? Why not do a little, you know, go not even the extra mile, but just the extra yard within your own company to find out that, you know, we are a customer and we've been a customer for many, many years. Customer service is just so lost. And Ken and I, we were talking about this tonight. We've seen it so many times over and over. And you want to know something? For everybody out there that's doing tech support and you're in my area, you keep treating your customers like that, and you know what? They're going to be MHS consulting customers very soon, because I will never treat them like that. And I will take your customers, because if you treat anybody like that, you're going to lose them. You're going to lose the business. And let me tell you, you're going to end up folding or losing money significantly, because the word will get around. You cannot continue to be so dismissive and so arrogant and so, I mean, I've had these conversations before with you, with you, the listener. you know, in the past. And there are lessons that I've learned that I've helped to build my business to make sure that if I can't solve it, I'm going to find the answer. I'm going to do what I can. If I can't make it, I'm going to do everything I can to reschedule. I'm going to go the extra yard. I'm going to go the extra mile, and I'm going to make sure that I try to do the best that I can to make you happy. And as long as I keep doing this, I'm going to have a pile of clients, more clients than I'll ever need. And I know that. And I know it in my heart because I see it. And I know that that's the reputation that I have because that's why I'm getting the referrals from all my clients. I don't do any advertising. I don't have to because I've taken care of so many clients and made them happy that, you know what? They're going to be your salesmen. Everybody wants to know, how do I get business? How do I get, you know what? Take care of everybody that you come in contact with. Solve their problem. Make them happy. Or if you can't personally solve it, then you go find the person that can solve it. And you never treat anybody the way Ken and I have been treated the last couple weeks from these huge vendors. It's no way to treat your client like that. We have to be the buffer between the manufacturer and the client. And we got to make sure the client does not experience the pain that we experience. We got to take the hit being the IT support and make sure that our client is protected and that we are doing everything we can to insulate them from these mean, angry manufacturers of hardware and software out there that have no idea what customer support is and what customer service is. Well, anyway, that has been the last couple weeks. You know, I even have more stories here that I'm just running out of time. But we will continue this topic at a later date. Right now, remember that if you are buying anything from Amazon, and Amazon can, they sell everything under the sun. I don't know what they don't sell. Use my link, amazon.micnation.net. There, your price is the same, but it gives a little back to help support the Mike Tech Show. And that keeps the lights on, keeps the gas in the generator for when I lose power, and it really helps. That is a great way of showing your support. And I want to thank you so, so very much for your kindness, your generosity, and downloading and staying subscribed to the show. I really appreciate it. Look for a show this weekend. I'm absolutely doing one. I will try to get with Winston Wolf and do it. Another show with Winston Wolf. I think we had a lot of fun in the post show last week. I got a lot of feedback from that. We'll make that happen again. You know, it's been a long time since Winston and I have done a show. We'll do one. And look for a couple extra shows between now and show 500. So we make sure show 500 lands on Saturday, March 22nd. Let me know. Email me, miketechshow@gmail.com. Let me know if you're attending so I can get counts together and prepare. Thank you. Talk to you this weekend and next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.